Final Examination Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Look, two boys are walking in the forest Look, two boys are walking in the forest
2. Mary likes singingShe wants to be a singer in the future. Mary likes singing. She wants to be a singer in the future.
3. The students of Class 7, Junior 1, put on a short play, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, last Friday. The students of Class 7, Junior 1, put on a short play, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, last Friday.
4. Peter's mother always tells her son some interesting stories on Saturday evening. Peter's mother always tells her son some interesting stories on Saturday evening.
5. Let me help you check some information on the computer, will you? Let me help you check some information on the computer, will you? 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。1. What do you do, John?
I work for a travel agency. I always take people on tours to many places and countries. What about you, Linda?
I am a shop assistant. Now I'm working in a bookstore.
Question. What does John do?
What do you do, John?
I work for a travel agency. I always take people on tours to many places and countries. What about you, Linda?
I am a shop assistant. Now I'm working in a bookstore.
Question.What does John do?
2. I haven't seen Mike since a week ago. What's wrong with him?
He had an accident.
Is it serious?
Not very. Now he's come out of hospital and is staying at home.
Shall we go and see him this afternoon?
All right.
Question. When did Mike have an accident? I haven't seen Mike since a week ago. What's wrong with him?
He had an accident.
Is it serious?
Not very. Now he's come out of hospital and is staying at home.
Shall we go and see him this afternoon?
All right.
Question. When did Mike have an accident? 3. You like reading, don't you?
Yes, I've already read many books.
Do you know the book Two Friends and a Bear?
No, is it interesting?
Of course, it's a fable. It teaches us a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Really? I think I'll read it too.
Question, what are they talking about? You like reading, don't you?
Yes, I've already read many books.
Do you know the book Two Friends and a Bear?
No, is it interesting?
Of course, it's a fable. It teaches us a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Really? I think I'll read it too.
Question. What are they talking about?
Four. Where's your aunt, Jenny?
She's gone to America.
Has she been there before?
Never. But she's been to many other countries such as Britain, Australia, and China.
Question. Where's Jenny's aunt now? Where's your aunt, Jenny?
She's gone to America.
Has she been there before?
Never. But she's been to many other countries such as Britain, Australia, and China.
Question. Where's Jenny's aunt now?
5. Hi, Ben. Where were you last night? I called you, but you were not in.
I went to the cinema with my cousin. The film was really wonderful.
What's it about?
It's a detective story.I'm sure you'll like it, Jane.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? Hi, Ben. Where were you last night? I called you, but you were not in.
I went to the cinema with my cousin. The film was really wonderful.
What's it about?
It's a detective story. I'm sure you'll like it, Jane.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? Six. What are you going to be when you grow up, Frank?
I want to be a doctor like my father, but my mother wants me to be a university teacher.
Is your mother a teacher?
No, she is an engineer in a toy factory.
Question. What's the boy's father? What are you going to be when you grow up, Frank?
I want to be a doctor like my father, but my mother wants me to be a university teacher.
Is your mother a teacher?
No, she is an engineer in a toy factory.
Question. What's the boy's father? Seven. How much is your bag?
It's 89 yuan.
Oh, yours is expensive. My brother bought one like yours yesterday. It's 10 yuan cheaper than yours.
What a pity.
Question. How much is the girl's brother's bag? How much is your bag?
It's 89 yuan.
Oh, yours is expensive. My brother bought one like yours yesterday. It's 10 yuan cheaper than yours.
What a pity.
Question. How much is the girl's brother's bag? Eight. You look sleepy. What's wrong with you, Tim?
I've got a headache. I couldn't go to sleep last night.
Why?
I drank 2 cups of coffee, so I was too excited to go to bed.
That's terrible. You'd better drink a lot of water. Too much coffee is harmful to your health.
Question. What happened last night?
You look sleepy. What's wrong with you, Tim?
I've got a headache. I couldn't go to sleep last night.
Why?
I drank 2 cups of coffee, so I was too excited to go to bed.
That's terrible. You'd better drink a lot of water. Too much coffee is harmful to your health.
Question. What happened last night? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Dear Nancy, I'm now having a wonderful holiday in London. It's my first time to go there. This is a big and beautiful city. I like it very much. There are lots of interesting places to visit. There are also many shops and restaurants. I've been very busy shopping these days.I've tried so many different kinds of food. The people here are friendly. But the only thing I don't like is the weather. It rains every day, and it's very cold. I've got a lot of photos to show you. I'll come back next Monday. See you next week. Love, Lily. Dear Nancy, I'm now having a wonderful holiday in London.It's my first time to go there. This is a big and beautiful city. I like it very much. There are lots of interesting places to visit. There are also many shops and restaurants. I've been very busy shopping these days. I've tried so many different kinds of food. The people here are friendly. But the only thing I don't like is the weather. It rains every day, and it's very cold. I've got a lot of photos to show you.I'll come back next Monday. See you next week. Love, Lily.
Four. Listen to the interview and complete the sentences.
听采访，完成下列句子。
City North School has had some good news.A student from City North, Linda Ward, has won first prize in the children's story writing contest. Over 150 students wrote stories for the contest. They came from 9 different schools. Linda's story is called Around the World with Kitty. Linda is here with me now. Congratulations, Linda.
Thanks very much.
So, what's your story about?
I have an aunt, Kitty. She loves traveling. Each year, she goes to different places for holidays. During her holidays, she sends me postcards. So I wrote a story about her.
That's very interesting. And how long did it take you to write the story, Linda?
2 weeks.
What prize did you win?
I won a book from City Bookshop. I can go there and choose any book I want.
Well done, Linda. Second prize in the contest went to Bob White of Forest Lane School. Bob's story was The Lost Ship. Alice Green from Newton School won third prize for a story, My Old Dog. City North School has had some good news. A student from City North, Linda Ward, has won first prize in the Children's Story Writing Contest. Over 150 students wrote stories for the contest. They came from 9 different schools. Linda's story is called Around the World with Kitty. Linda is here with me now. Congratulations, Linda.
Thanks very much.
So, what's your story about?
I have an aunt, Kitty. She loves traveling. Each year, she goes to different places for holidays. During her holidays, she sends me postcards. So I wrote a story about her.
That's very interesting. And how long did it take you to write the story, Linda?
2 weeks.
What prize did you win?
I won a book from City Bookshop. I can go there and choose any book I want.
Well done, Linda. Second prize in the contest went to Bob White of Forest Lane School. Bob's story was The Lost Ship. Alice Green from Newton School won third prize for a story, My Old Dog.